Tonight on TMSPM, purple stain on your purple stain. I don't know why I wrote stain twice. It's supposed to be purple stain on your purple stain.
Purple stain. Julie Andrews is back.
We might have our Captain Marvel.
Oh, yeah, we could. The Rock as president.
I'd vote for him. App time.
Your Twitter questions and more on this episode of TMSPM.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night.
TMS PM.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to TMS PM, the Thursday afternoon edition of the show, brought to you by you at patreon.com/TMS. For without you and your support, there wouldn't be one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You make it happen.
That's right.
It's all on you, people.
That's right. It's 2:04 in the afternoon in the only time zone that matters. It is Thursday, June 2nd, 2016. I'm Scott. That's Brian. Hi, Brian.
Hello, Scott.
Weren't we just doing this? We were, like 2 hours ago.
We were just doing this. Weren't we just talking about Trump 2 hours ago?
2 hours, 3 hours ago. Oh, that's a funny thing. My wife sent me a text that says, hey, when we land in L.A., I'll give you a call. I thought she meant L.A. as in the shortening for Louisiana, because that's their shortening of Louisiana, right?
Yeah.
So I thought that's what she meant. No, they got
what?
Parlayed to LAX and then back on another plane down to Louisiana.
Oh, so, that's crazy. So crazy. From Salt Lake City to Los Angeles to Louisiana?
Yeah, stupid, right? Stupid.
That is stupid.
She says their final leg of the flight, or their flight home, is nonstop, but this one they couldn't get anything other than a fragmented flight. So,
hey, airlines, I think I might have a way you can cut back on costs.
Well, yeah, what's that? What do you think?
Maybe not take people an extra way with gas that you don't need to take them. I mean, I know you can have that flight anyway, but I bet you could put other people on that one and get people in a shorter path to Louisiana.
Look, your logic is too much for those people.
I doubt very much that it's anything that they don't consider.
Right?
I think it's just like a...
they have to consider it.
Yeah.
What kind of... Whoa, my lighting went weird. What kind of company would they be if they didn't at least consider it? Right. Everything went fine, though. Everything's fine on the first leg. LAX is a shithole, so that'll be fun going through all the stuff they got to go through there. And then they'll head on down to Louisiana. Louisiana, Brian.
Nice.
Louisiana. All right, I got a question for you about a guy next door, and then we'll hit the news. You ready for this?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, construction guy next door.
Okay.
We've now moved on, and I'm not making any sort of statement about this. This isn't me doing anything other than illustrating what I've seen.
Oh, my God. Don't tell him his wiener was out.
No wieners. No wieners at all that I know of.
Okay.
That I know of. There is a hashtag wow over there on the wall. Someone spray painted hashtag WOW, which I can't figure out what that means.
Oh, really?
I assume they're Warcraft fans. They must be. But anyway... So,
seems like a weird thing for construction guys to put up.
It must mean something like wires on wiring, or some kind of electrical thing, because that's where they're at right now with this with this building. So I look over there, and we have moved on. This is the part I don't want any judgment for. We have moved on from what appeared to be primarily Latin American workforce.
Mm-hmm.
We are now nothing but redneck white guys listening to Steve Miller. This is for real. So whatever expertise the previous group brought, they have now left. Now the guy's doing electrical and some sheetrock stuff. Now, they appear.
Now arrived the jokers, the smokers, and the midnight tokers.
And the midnight tokers. Don't forget them. So they're all over there now. And I look over there today and I see two of them at lunch. And it's normally just like someone with a bag of something they got at a drive-through, and one other guy brought it, and it's no big deal, and they throw the trash in the big can, and who cares? Mm-hmm. These guys are sitting down at a crate, like a box that used to hold something in it, with a couple of chairs. They're plastic chairs. And on the table, they had two plates with, like, I don't know what food from my distance, but it looked like just food on plates. Not fast food,
not
cartons.
Fast food, not burger or something.
Nope.
Like something that, okay.
Not like a Chinese carton.
Was there a candle between them?
Well, I'm just about to get to the part that starts to get really weird. There was a bottle of wine and two wine glasses.
Glasses?
Like, yeah, like a, you know, fat at the top and then skinny little stem to the little bottom platform type, you know, like a wine glass like you're seeing in your head right now.
Okay, here you go, here you go. Hashtag wine on Wednesday, but because of the holiday, it pushed it back a day.
Maybe you did it. You just cracked the code.
It's wine on Wednesday, everybody, but because of Memorial Day, we're going to push it to Thursday just this week.
Everything got bumped today. Don't forget, write it in your calendars. It's wine on Wednesday. Because honestly, they are there, sitting there, sipping on wine. It was a bottle of red something with a fancy label is all I could make out. And it was reddish wine looking wine, assuming it's wine. And it was filling these glasses and they were pouring it for each other. And then just like, I don't know if they did a little tink in the middle or not. I didn't see that. Right. But they're drinking wine.
Sniff the cork.
What the crap?
Which Chianti would you recommend with a fine Five Guys burger?
Exactly. And meanwhile, there's a what do you call them? A boombox in the background going, like it's just normal.
It's playing the Rockford Files theme?
I don't know why that came to my mind. I don't know why I thought of the Rockford Files. I don't have an explanation for that. But Something in the 70s is what I was trying to do, and that was not a popular song in the 70s unless you're really a big fan of the Rockford Files. Anyway, I like the Rockford Files chat room. Don't get all up in my face. That show's great. It's all on Hulu, too. You can watch it. It's good. Angel, he's the best. Anyway. Isn't it weird, though?
That really does seem weird.
Yeah, I don't know what to think about it. I tried to snap. I was going to try to snap a picture. It did not matter where I stood from that angle, though.
All right, next time.
They would see me.
Next time you see this, you have to promise me you're going to do this.
Okay.
You're going to really quickly run to the kitchen and grab a towel.
Yeah.
And then we'll run out there, drape it over your arm, you know, hold your arm out in front of you.
Like this.
Drape the towel over your arm.
Got it.
And say, yes, will there be anything else?
I'm half tempted. I might do it. I'll put my phone in my pocket and film it.
There you go. So you have to do that.
Yeah, I got
to
record the whole thing. Speaking of which, always record things. My daughter's, her apartment that they moved out of when they bought their townhome, they were told that they could be out and only have to pay one extra month of rent after they were out. The lady said to them face to face, yeah, that's not a problem. You guys have been such good renters. Never late, never anything, no issues, no problem. We will not, your contract's through July, but we'll go ahead and end that. So all you have to do is pay through May. And you won't have to worry about June or July.
Okay.
They weren't even living there in May, but they were, you know, that was the compromise. Well, we'll pay for May, but if we can get out of this and not pay June or July when we're out of there and you could fill it with new tenants, that'd be great. Oh, yeah, that'd be great, they said.
Right.
My recommendation is record it next time somebody tells you that, because as of today, they're telling them they have to pay through July. And the lady's going, well, I don't remember saying that, and that is never a thing I would say. I don't know why you'd think So I'm telling
you. I hate that.
Oh, it sucks, dude. So take your phone in, flip on a little recorder, set it down, say, I'm recording this just so you know, and then get them to say what they're going to say. Otherwise, you're going to get freaking screwed.
I mean, you got to get in writing at least, right?
I know. 2 months of rent they got to pay. I actually think they're going to go talk to management, and I think they'll probably work it out. But if you yell loud enough, you can get anything done.
Yeah, right.
All right. Yeah. Well, there's that. Let's,
he said, she said.
We all said.
It's going to turn into a case of.
That's right.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
The evening news is brought to you by.
When you look at the podcast awards, don't let there be an absence of silly hat. Make sure to vote for From the Helicarrier or Helicarrier and Breaking the Panel, both featuring Brian Abbott and his hat. Oh, of course, all the other shows that are part of the Hatting the System as well.
Yeah, Hypothetical Help. All my other shows are now legacy shows, so forget that.
You keep throwing around this legacy term. Film Sack is eligible next year.
The term for the year you can't do it? Yeah, you say that with such confidence, like he's going to actually have awards next year. Don't believe it, but anyway,
there may be
other awards next year, but what do you call the status of Film Sack, for example? What is that?
It's
leap year shows or what?
Ineligible. I don't know what you call it for skip a year. You won last year, so sit down and shut up is what category we fall into.
You guys, we did this to ourselves.
Yes, by winning. If we had an idea, we would not have alternated, you think?
No, I think we would have. I think that what we did, we would do again.
Yeah.
This is the rules. The idea is to get fans to get excited. Todd said it 50 times over the other night. He keeps talking about, oh, no, this is all about fans and fans and fans. Okay, well, that's what we did. And you punished us for a year and didn't let a bunch of shows who can't be because they won last year because we won, and you won't let multiple show wins like Coverville and TMS ever do it again.
Right, right.
Haffity FF.
Oh, I didn't mean to get you started on this.
It's all right. It's not that big a deal. Prince is in the news again. Not good news. Okay. Prince died of what is called a fentanyl toxicity or an overdose of a painkiller.
This fentanyl or fentanyl? This
I think
one,
it's fentanyl. Isn't it pronounced fentanyl? I may not know. I don't know.
I think fentanyl is with an O, but there is another separate fentanyl. Isn't there? Or am I smoking the crack?
Well, it's a part of... I'm glad you invoked drugs as the thing to say.
Am I smoking the crack or am I smoking the crick?
I want to say that's like a hardcore one, like a really heavy duty, like, oh my gosh, 90% of your body's burned. You better take fentanyl.
Yeah, I'm looking to see if there's a fentanyl, but there's not with an O, so.
All right. Maybe I'm just saying it wrong. It could be.
No. I think you're saying it right. No, well,
that'd be rare for me.
I don't know.
It'd be a rare thing. I may have gotten
lucky.
Here we go.
I'm getting it from Emma Sang.
Okay.
And Emma's going to say it as soon as they're done with all the fentanyl is what Emma Sang says. Okay. How I'm.
Is she? Okay, I'm going to play it too.
So fentanyl.
Here's one on YouTube. Here we go.
Oh, fentanyl is with a PH. Duh. Yeah, there we go.
Here we go.
Fentanyl.
Fentanyl.
They really got to rope you in.
Fentanyl.
For a long time with those videos. With
I hate it.
Swirly open.
I freaking hate it. I hate that they do that. Anyway, so it's kind of hardcore, that fentanyl. Fentanyl. Yeah.
Fentanyl.
I'm looking it up now. It's part of some branding. Let's see. It is 40 to 50 times more potent than pharmaceutical grade heroin.
Yikes.
That is to say 100% pure heroin. 80 to 100 times more potent than morphine. It is there to like kick it up and kick it out. I'm trying to find. Oh, here's some brands. Attix or Durozic or Halidid, Instancy. That's a shitty one.
Instancy.
Lazanda.
Instant C.
Some people use it for cancer patients. They spray it under their tongue, a sublingual version of it, and it's very helpful to a lot of people. But it is also used quite heavily as a recreational drug or with abuse, and causes a lot of problems. Epidemic level stuff going on in parts of the country. Anyway,
because I want to feel, you know, when you hear about a celebrity, rock star, actor, whatever, who dies, you feel bad, right? It's like, oh man. Yep. And I don't want to feel less bad because it was a drug overdose. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have less respect for a musician or an actor or performer of any sort that I admire, that I, you know, whose music or whose work I enjoy. And then you hear it's, regardless of it being a painkiller, like a prescription painkiller or an illegal drug or something like that. It sucks because you don't want to have that reputation tarnished.
Yeah, you don't want to have it hanging over the thing.
Right, exactly.
It does have a tendency to make the artist somewhat legendary. It happened with, what's his name, 60s guitar guy, man.
Jimi Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix and the other lady who sang real loud and screamed. What was her
Janis
name?
Joplin.
Janis Joplin. You know, legendary.
John Belushi.
Yeah. Yeah. Any of those drug-related ones. Here's what Chris I think. Farley, it doesn't make me think any less of the people. What it does is it makes me realize that despite stage presence, despite how it looks on albums and how it sounds and how they look in movies and how they look on stage, that none of that is actually indicative of what it feels like to be one of those people. And some of them handle it great, and some of them handle it very hard, and it is hard. It is a hard freaking business. So when people we make fun of people on the show all the time, but I'm telling you, I will be a little bit sad one day if Bieber or Britney Spears or somebody else takes a major tumble in one of these regards, because I think what this does is it illustrates how hardcore that business can be, how taxing it can be, how wealth and fame are not all it's cracked up to be.
There's got to be some correlation, there's got to be some correlation between being in the public eye, having that, you know, that much attention and adoration lavished upon you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that makes you more susceptible to addiction, because you don't hear, oh yeah, you hear about Uncle Fred. Yeah. Died of a painkiller overdose.
Well, you don't hear about it, but
you hear
do.
About it, yeah. But certainly not to the extent that you hear about it in the celebrity sector.
Well, of course not. Yeah. Cause they're, part of that is cause they're celebrities, but part of it is also probably they have a lot more ease of access. I'm guessing doctors, a doctor who you're willing to pay cash to bring you.
Oh, it's got to be more. God, I hope it's not just a matter of like, oh yeah, they can get the stuff easier. Otherwise, we'd all be addicted to painkillers.
I guarantee that's part of it. I'm sure of it. Because think of it. Because they're like,
oh, you're probably right. It's just a sad.
It's
state.
Depressing. Yeah. It's like Michael Jackson's doctor. He was all roped into that.
Right.
And they may find that out with his, I don't know. But anyway, fentanyl is a powerful painkiller, it says here, an official cause of death, thus bolsters previous reports that he died from an opioid overdose, which is what this medication is, and that investigators were examining how he might have obtained the drug. Press release on the autopsy said the medical examiner would not be making further comment, and the Carver County Sheriff's Office, which is leading the investigation on Prince's April 21st death, is continuing its inquiry. So they may find out that some doctor has been passing it on for cash or something.
Jeez.
Yeah, rich people use doctors for their dealers, man.
Yeah, they totally do. Well, and that's the business to get in, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, a regular general practitioner can make X amount, but a celebrity GP can probably triple that amount because they're able to get stuff and they can attempt to get everything that this person might need outside of the quote-unquote medical.
Yeah. Do no harm, dumbasses. Remember that? It is a true hypocritical oath for them. It's hypocritical.
It's a hypocritical
oath. Julie Andrews in the news. Remember her?
Oh, what's she taken?
Well, here's what I remember about Julie Andrews as a kid. I knew she did Sound of Music. Didn't really know the movie, but as a kid,
please,
I was like,
tell
oh,
me
yeah.
That your memories involve her taking her top off in Victoria.
Nope. It was taking her top off in SOB.
Oh, SOB. I'm sorry. That was the one. Yes.
Was that the one? Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
And it had J.R. Ewing in it. He was in that movie.
You can't like remember Mary Poppins or Sound of Music or something like that.
I just knew it would be like today in today's thing. It's like watching Hannah Montana turn into Miley Cyrus.
Turn into a wrecking ball. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like that. I just remember it being a big scandal at the time.
Yeah.
And right. SOB, who knows where that movie even is? Does it exist anymore?
I don't even know if you can get it streaming. I remember, only thing I remember about it other than that is that it had Richard Mulligan, who was one of my favorite actors on Soap.
Oh, I liked him too. I knew who you were talking about. He was in that. Mm-hmm. Well, good job, everyone. SOB, classic. Everyone go find it. Yeah. Anyway, she's got a new show on Netflix, and she's working with the Jim Henson Company and a whole bunch of guest stars. Julie Andrews and the Jim Henson Company are teaming up, and they're aiming at school children, little preschoolers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got puppets and Julie Andrews, who's had a little work and looks a little like a puppet. It's fine. In Julie Andrews' green room, it's called Green Room.
Green Room.
You'd hope Kermit would show up.
Oh, she looks fine. I'm
no,
looking at the
teasing.
Photo of her right
she
there.
Totally looks fine. She looks fine. She's fine. She's had good work done, okay?
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, this ain't... Yeah, this is not what's-her-face level, America's Top Model.
Right, the big blown-out lips and stuff, no.
Yes, right.
It is definitely not that. This is going to premiere in early 2017. Andrews will teach an all-new puppet cast of kids learning about the performing arts. She'll play Miss Julie. Oh, weren't we just talking about a Miss Julie today?
Yeah, Rumper Room Miss Julie.
Weird. That's weird. The director of Wellspring Center of the Performing Arts, Andrews creates the series with her daughter Emma Walton Hamilton and Judith Rothman Rolf.
Wow.
She'll also executive produce. Julian Yao Galibo will star as Gus, the devoted assistant to Andrew's character. The puppets are called Greenies, a new generation of diverse kids who are into the arts.
Yeah, so these are less, these are not the typical Jim Henson Muppets. These are
weird.
More, you know, they're like cartoonized human faces.
They're freaky. If you're going to be honest about it, they're weird looking.
Like you know what? This is how, no, I think this is how you, yeah, well, all right.
They give maybe. Me the creeps, dude. There's
you
something
know what it
about
reminds
them.
Me of? It reminds me, there was a music video for Milk and Cheese by Blur. Is it Milk and Cheese? It's some Blur music video that has a.
Was that the woohoo?
No, it's there's okay. More than one Blur song. Blur milk carton video. Maybe this is it. Okay, well, yeah, Coffee and TV is the...
Coffee and TV. Oh, yeah, chat
that's
room
the,
yeah.
That's the video. I was thinking it stars a milk carton, and that's why I was thinking it was. Here, I'm going to give you a link.
Okay. Just take a look. Is it in the? Where's that?
I'll put it in the Skype.
Skype. I can do Skype here. Let's play it. Here we go. Check it out.
It's a great song too.
Check this out, everyone. I could actually show this.
But it's funny because I remember it being more human than a milk carton.
Really?
Yeah. This is not it.
This doesn't sound like it at all. It says Blur Coffee and TV. Is this not it?
No. What's the music video that has the milk carton in it?
This is the one that goes, woohoo! No?
Oh. No, you know what? I must have given you the wrong link. Hold on a second.
All right.
Did you? Yeah, that's the right link.
Yeah, I clicked the one you gave me.
There should be a little milk carton at the beginning, right?
Nope.
You got looking at it?
Nope. Just, well, there's a guy at a kitchen table.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And there's a milk carton in front of him.
Yeah. Is there?
Yeah.
Okay. Is this go about,
I don't know, a minute or two into the video. Maybe a minute, 15 seconds.
Oh, there's the milk carton. Okay. Minute 15. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a tiny little milk carton.
It's a tiny little milk carton. For some reason, I was visualizing that it was a more human looking, like it was a human face on a milk carton, but it's really just eyes and a mouth on a milk carton. I don't know where I went with this.
I don't either.
For some reason, I made that connection with this image that you see from the Julie Andrews green room thing.
That's really weird.
It is really weird.
To me, they look like the ones from that. Okay, so it gets parodied all the time, but there was a kid's show with like a little girl in it, and she was the only live. And then there was a sports guy in it, and he was like a sporty guy that could do like sports and jump up and flip and stuff. And then she was like this little kid that would like roll around with these Muppets. And I don't know what they were called. Lazy Town. That's it.
Lazy Town.
They look like
Crank
those
Anchors
puppets.
Is a good comparison, though. It's like kid versions of the Crank
Anchors. Like Crank Anchors, yes. Yeah. Smooth, mm-hmm. More featurey, less felty. Yes. I don't like it. It gives me the willies. There's like a uncanny valley problem going on with them, is the whole point. Look who these guest stars are. Alec Baldwin, Sarah Bareilles, Joshua Bell, Titus Burgess, Carol Burnett, Chris Colfer, Robert Fairchild, Josh Groban.
Josh Groban, the singer, yeah.
Okay. David Hyde Pierce, Bill Irwin, Ellie Kemper, Adele Dazeem.
Well done, sir.
Tyler Peck and Stomp. Who's Stomp?
No idea.
We're going to find out.
Maybe that's related to Tyler Peck.
Stomp, official site. Stomp. Oh, it's a musical group, so it's a band.
Oh, it's them. Okay. It's just the people who dance with plastic buckets and...
Oh, yeah, look at them.
Poles and stuff, yeah.
Okay.
For some reason, I was thinking Tyler Peck and Stomp, like it's...
Tyler Peck and Stomp.
Tyler Peck and Stomp, yes. Yes, I know Stomp.
I kind of am looking forward to the show. I hope it has a live audience, because here's what I want to do. I want to go to Hollywood. I want to get into the live audience for Julie Andrews' new puppet show. And I want to stand up in the middle of it and go, "Show us your boobs!" That's what I want to do.
Yeah.
That'll work out great. All right, next story.
It'll be interesting to see an entire state give you a restraining order.
I don't think it'll go well for me. Brie Larson is currently being approached, talked to, and worked with to possibly be our new Captain Marvel.
Yes.
The company's first female superhero star. The movie does not have a director or anything yet, but there is a script by Nicole Perlman, who co-wrote Marvel Studios' Guardians of the Galaxy, and Meg LaFaul, who wrote or co-wrote Pixar's Inside Out. They've been on the hunt for a female filmmaker to helm the most female-centric of their properties, with names like Nikki Carlo, who did Whale Rider McFarlane USA, and Jennifer Kent, who did The Babadook, surfacing as contenders. It's unclear where they stand with the talks with Larson, however, but that would be a big get for them. She's great. I would take Brie Larson as Captain Marvel.
Mm-hmm. She'd be great, Captain Marvel.
How long has Captain Marvel been Captain Marvel... Or how long has Captain Marvel been a lady in the comics? Because it passes down from different people, right?
Right, yeah, because she was Ms. Marvel,
mm-hmm.
and then became Captain Marvel when the Kree... Captain Marvel? What was his name?
That guy.
Yes.
That no one cared about or wants to think about anymore. Him.
Right.
Whatever his name is.
Correct. I remember the...
Jeff Wilson. No, that's not it. Right.
That's not it. I remember the original Captain Marvel. And then Faye, what was her name?
Faye Dunaway.
Monica Rambeau, but she was also Photon.
Oh, Photon. Yes. Oh, right.
She was like the black and white Captain Marvel.
Yep, you're right.
She was black, but she had a black and white outfit.
Yeah. Her dad was black.
I guess
and mom
it was just
white.
Captain Marvel. Yeah, was or it? Just Marvel.
Okay. Huh. Well, Marvel is the hero name of Carol Danvers. That's the current one they're going with. Air Force pilot whose DNA is fused with that of an alien during an accident. Resulting alteration imbues her with the superpowers of strength, energy projection, and flight. She is also one of my favorite characters in that Marvel Heroes thing that's on Steam. That's a great game. People should play that. Cool. Final story, a guy I would vote for 400,000 times over a single Donald Trump. Dwayne Johnson might just rock the White House one day. You'd think that sounds crazy, but it's...
Can you smell what the president is cooking?
It's here's what he says. He seems more qualified to me, and that's what this article suggests as well. just think of the funny or the punny campaign slogans at his gargantuan fingertips. Anyway, he says, I'll be honest, I haven't ruled politics out, he told British GQ in a recent interview. I'm not being coy when I say that, but at the moment I'm not sure. I can't deny that the thought of being governor or the thought of being president is alluring or isn't alluring. And that beyond that, it would be an opportunity to make a real impact on people's lives on a global scale. Now, as funny as it is to hear a wrestler say he wants to impact the world, I think that's pretty funny. I'd vote for him in a heartbeat over Trump. In a heart freaking beat.
Yeah, I think I would too.
Because you know what I get off? Let me tell you what I get off these two celebrity types, because that's all the access we have to them. Trump is a dick. The Rock actually seems to care about real people. Right. That's my impression.
Right.
He also came from a very low state, lived in a car when he was 15. His mom was an incredible mom, helped him make it out of that. Self-made guy. Works really, really hard. He's extremely motivated, very positive.
Seems like he'd unite the party.
Yeah.
Instead of dividing the
That's
party.
That's right. He's a uniter, not a divider. As George W. Bush would say. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't even care what party you're in there, The Rock. You want to be Dwayne the Republican Johnson? Fine.
I want you to make sure to say The Rock every time. You know,
okay.
And, all right, The Rock.
All right, listen, The Rock. I do like that his new stage name would be Dwayne the Republican Johnson and then Dwayne the President Johnson or something like right. that. I'd vote for him in a heartbeat. Way 100 times more than I'd ever vote for that piece of shitty hair wearing shit show shithead man.
Is that, would he go Republican? Is that where he leans more towards?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
I wonder about that. I have no idea. But let's say, it honestly doesn't matter to me. Pick either party. You have my vote there, Dwayne. I think he's the real. He's the real business. The real.
I think it'd be great, and I think it would be. You know, it would be one step closer to America turning into bedrock and like having everything rock related on our names, right? So he changed the name of the White House to the Shale House, right? Because he's President Rock.
What's the kitchen staff going to do when they have to make 6,000 eggs in the morning or whatever it is?
And five chicken breasts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The People's Party. That's right. Oh, man. I'm doing it, man. No, he is totally shifting his PR campaign. Of course he is. But the fact that Paul Ryan's supporting him just means Paul Ryan's a two-faced jackhole. That's what that means. I liked Paul Ryan until now.
Hey, they announced that Gary Johnson's going to run again. Libertarian Gary Johnson.
Well, wasn't he already running? I thought he was running no matter what.
I think it was officially announced this week or last week.
Oh. Didn't Bill Kristol choose somebody? The political Bill Kristol guy was going to pick an independent guy to fight him or something? Oh, I don't know. I haven't been keeping track as it depresses me.
Billy Kristol? What?
Not Billy Kristol. Bill Kristol.
By the way, next door neighbor has been super into audiobooks lately.
Yeah.
So we had this mandated thing from our homeowner association where we had to paint our fence. Everybody had to go out and buy the same color.
Oh,
and we all had to paint our fences the same color. And we all have to have it done by July 1st.
Yeah.
And Tina and I were a little bit slower on the draw. He'd been listening to his audiobooks on tape and going and painting the fence. And we were behind the time, so we had to catch up. Well, he's next door in his pool, in his above ground pool. And Tina and I are finishing up the last section of Pain, and he's like, well, do you mind if I turn this up and you guys can listen to it? It's the Billy Crystal autobiography I got on Audible. I'm like, oh yeah, sounds good. Sure. Give us something to listen to while we paint. Well, he's his thing is that he likes to listen to it at 1.5 speed.
I hate that. And,
when you're, yeah, it's not, if you're not used to it, if it's something you're not used to, and I know there's a lot of people who listen to this show at 1.5 speed.
I know they do. They have to sometimes because we're so long all the time. But
so
yeah.
Prolific. Yeah. But when you're not used to it, it feels like it speeds up your whole life. Tina and I are noticing that we're like, zoop, 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 with the paint, like we're painting like.
Painting faster.
Like manics.
That's amazing.
Splattering all over the place.
Yeah.
Because we feel like we're.
See, part of me thinks it's a good idea. But part of me never wants to try it so that I don't want to get into that. I don't want to, I need it to sound the way it was meant to sound. I know I'm being weirdly purist about it, but like, and every time Tom's like, oh yeah, I listened to the instance on 1.5 speed or 2 speed. And I'm like, how the hell are you doing that? And now I just sound like a drunk guy talking to him face to face. Nobody wants that.
Our TiVo, our new TiVo has the ability to show programs at that speed without affecting the audio. Obviously, it'll affect the speed of the audio, but won't affect the pitch.
Yeah, well, my app does that. The Overcast does that, right?
No. I'm saying our TiVo for watching a television show.
Oh,
or a
you
movie.
Guys can do that? Oh.
We can do that with a movie. Now.
What?
So I could, if I could record The Phantom, I can't, it won't work with Netflix, but if I could record a movie, I can watch it now at 1.5 ton speed.
Okay, now that actually, I would do that for FilmSack sometimes because those movies are bad sometimes.
That gives you a chance to watch it twice.
Then I'd have to record everything at 1.5.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Ooh.
Yeah, that's weird. The whole world slows down. And the chat room's right. If you put Terpster at 2 speed, then he's just a chipmunk. You can't hear what he's saying.
Right.
Let's.
Oh, hey, SportsCenter. Yeah. This just in. SportsCenter is reporting that Muhammad Ali has been hospitalized and is being treated for a respiratory issue.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
He's probably on somebody's... I hate to use the term Deadpool, but there's somebody in somebody's Deadpool somewhere.
I don't know.
He's actually lived a lot longer than I thought he would with his condition.
Yeah, he's had a lot of health issues, obviously, with the Parkinson's, right?
Yep, Parkinson's and some other stuff. I forget. I don't know. So you know, you fight in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
You get the sting or whatever. Yeah, rock for president. That's what I'm saying. Rock the vote. Oh, there's so many things you could do and say, and it's just... Make it happen. Let's do it. If we're going to go crazy, let's go all the way and then bring somebody nice in who's not a jackhole.
Right.
I like that. And I don't care what platform you run on, The Rock.
The Rock.
I can't help it. It doesn't come out right if I just say Rock. It has to be The Rock. All right.
Dwayne. President Dwayne.
President Dwayne. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, it's our app recommendations for the week and your Twitter questions. But we have music, and we're going to do that first. So what do you got there?
All right. Indie band The Broadcast are who we're going to be playing today. They're based just outside of Cardiff in South Wales. They released a double A-side single recorded by Stuart Epps, who also worked with Oasis and Elton John before leaving their label to kind of strike it on their own. They formed in 2012. And Siri thinks I said something to her, so I'm turning her off. This album is going to be coming out. It's called, it's self-titled album. Going to be coming out June 3rd. You guys get to hear it here before it's available tomorrow, because that's how we roll here. This is, and you're going to love it, from their new album, The Broadcast. These are The Broadcasts with This Is Life.
All right, here it is. Sorry, I was reading a thing about, somehow I got roped into someone's Twitter fight. I don't know why I'm in it. I have nothing to do with it, so whatever. All right, here it is. This is Life. This is the song called This Is Life. We'll be back in a second. Stay tuned.
I've seen them songs. said she wouldn't go, sing it on with it. I made it out to be like all of the rest. Take it out of me, take it out of you, but you will feel all the things that you wanna do. Take it out of me, take it out of you, because I told you all the things that you should know. Take it out of me, take it out of you, but you will feel all the things that you wanna do. Take it out of me, take it out of you, but I told you all the things you should know.
That was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Jeez. It's a rocker, man.
These guys are great.
Yeah.
I'm really liking the music on here.
I am too. It's a fun change that I think has really paid off. So.
And it's not even like a thing. It's not like we couldn't have thought of this before, but for whatever reason, it's just like, I don't know, it's just hitting all the right spots. It's probably because the bands are all so good. I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really impressed.
Yeah. I'm fortunate. The labels that have been sending me stuff, there's only... I don't know, just been a few things that I felt like, that's not right for the show. But I guess I'm on the right lists as far as like what I know, which ones I go to. It's like, all right, yeah, this is great.
Super cool, man. Yeah. All right. Everyone, hold on to your butts. This is playing now. You know the song, you know the sound. You know what it means.
It's slappy.
All right, time for us to talk about apps we're using this week, why and why we think they're good. I'm going to start this week, Brian.
Okay, do that.
It's not a video game.
What?
I know. The truth is, there is a game I would like to talk about, but I haven't had enough time with it yet to feel like I'm entirely familiar with everything about it. I'm still too early.
Sure.
Is what I'm trying to say. And that game is called Lost Frontier, but I will just say this about Lost Frontier. You know that one game where you drew the little mage and the little warrior guy? You'd grab him by the feet and then move him over to where you wanted him to fight. What was that called? That was called...
Oh, yeah, Battleheart.
Battleheart. The makers of Battleheart have made a game. And okay, so there's two reasons why you should be excited about this. First of all, Battleheart was awesome, and you and I both know that.
Yeah. Right?
Second of all, and we just played a game recently that was similar to it, but you like the old GBA game. That's name just left me.
Oh, yeah, Advance Wars.
Advance Wars. And we just talked about another game that was a lot like Advance Wars. I am happy to report, even though it's not necessarily a genre you like, because it's set in it's like a Western, but it's called Lost Frontier. It is a turn-based Advance Wars-like game with cowboys, and it is utterly awesome so far.
Holy cow, I'm looking at this right now.
It's super good. It's super good. Like...
Wow. Even the graphics are like Advance Wars.
Yeah, how they're kind of like just the little two-frame animations of stuff. It's super cool.
Like when you kill a guy, he turns into like a little gravestone.
Yep.
crumbles.
If you like the style of their previous games, it totally has that. It feels really good. I'm only, like I say, like four levels in, so it's not enough to give it a full verdict. Oh. But so far, super cool. Non-free-to-play. It's just a $2.99 damn cents.
Well, okay. You say it's Western, but there's... Orcs and Dracula's in here.
Oh, it gets weird. Yeah, it's like Western, but then they start adding weird shit to it. It's like it's like starts out as a Western, and you're gonna just fight some cowboys at the beginning, but then later on it gets like steampunky and awesome. You need to get
$2.99 plunk. Just pay. Just
support
bot,
that
sir.
Developer, guys. It's called Lost Frontier.
Mica Mobile is the developer.
Yeah, and they're great. My gosh, they're great.
Or Mica Mobile.
Okay, that's not what I was gonna tell you about though.
Although the link isn't working for me. I'm clicking buy. There we go. Now it's working.
Okay.
I wasn't getting the little spinny circle. It's just going back and forth.
That's weird. You need the spinny circle.
Oh, nope. Went back to $2.99. Yes, I want to buy it.
What's going on there, Apple? What's going on with your app store? I got no problem this morning.
All right. Tell me about your
app. All right.
Tell me
here's the real app. It's called Productive. Productive. Mm. It's an app that
is... Does this help me get rid of acne?
No. Oh. You're thinking of Pro...
Active.
Active. Yeah. This is Productive.
Okay.
Which gives you acne. No, just kidding. it is a very simple but extremely elegant and easy to use app. I think by one guy that is not about like to-dos or tasks, even though at first glance it may seem like that. It is more about habits. In fact, the app should be more called Habits or something. Because, for example, I have a morning, afternoon, and evening set of habits I like to check every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have some that are kind of due any time that day. And I'll give you an example. Like in the morning, drink a glass of water. I just want to up my water intake. So that's one of them. Very easy to say I did it or not. Easy to schedule it for as many days as you want, whatever. Every day in the morning, every day in the afternoon, every day in the evening, whatever. And then I have an option or another thing to track my food intake because I'm trying to be better about that. So I'm not even using this app to track the food, but I'm using this app to remind me to do these things. And I've really used it. It's been crazy good for me. So, like, I need to have, like I got walk the dog on here. I have run a mile at least per day. I have meditate for 10 minutes or more. I have throw something out or give it away, trying to clean out some old stuff of mine. I have inbox zero on here every day.
Hmm.
And if I do them, I can say I did them. If I don't, I can say I don't. And basically it kind of tracks percentage-wise how you're doing with your habits, what habits you need to improve on, which ones you're being really consistent about. It's a bit of the honor system, of course, you know.
Sure.
But adding custom ones is really easy. Adding a lot of like simple ones that are already sort of predetermined are very easy. Just lots of swipe, swip, swap, boom, and you're done. It gives you reminders when you want them. I'm very impressed with it. And it's just
and
a very
got a,
simple.
And they've a watch app too.
Oh, that makes perfect sense. Even the style is sort of like that. And you can see previous days like what you did. It'll say, oh, you've done 13 of that in a row, or you've only done 6 of those in a row, or your overall percentage, like here's my stats. I've had 0 perfect days. My current streak is, let's see, or your best streak was 2 days where I did everything.
Mm.
Total habits done, 95. Average per day, 6.3. I can look at some done, all done. I can look at days individually or total stuff forever. Like it's super cool. And I also just like how it's designed. So, anyway,
it's really cool.
I think people should check it out. It's really great. It's called Productive, and it's I use other stuff for like to-dos and task management and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
None of that's changed. All this is like, do you want to be better every day with like some core stuff you just need to make sure you're always doing? Mm-hmm. Or every Monday, by the way, it'll pop up and say, call your mom and tell her to just see how she's doing.
Aww.
And so I have that every Monday to remind me because I want to do that, but I don't always remember. I get busy or whatever.
Right.
So this is just a great way for me to remember things that matter a little bit more than just make sure you send an email to show and show.
Why don't you just call your mom?
Anyway, I like it. Productive is what it's called. And so while you are unproductive, you can say, play Lost Frontier, and that'll remind you because it's a good productive app.
Nice.
All right, so there
nice.
You go. That's I like iOS. That I don't know about Android on that one, but probably Lost Frontier, I don't know either on Android, but maybe. If not now, then later. If not us, then who? All right, Brian, what do you got? What are you doing?
All right, well, see, now your thing makes me feel like I should pick something that makes you feel good about yourself, right?
Yeah.
But I'm going to pick a game. Here's the thing.
It's called Procrastinate. Oh, no.
It's called Procrastinate. That'd be great, right? This game will also make you feel good about yourself because while you're playing this game, they are donating time and points and money to scientists who are studying Alzheimer's research.
Oh.
This is really cool. It's a game called what is this called? It's called Sea Hero Quest.
A cause close to your heart, by the way.
It is a cause close to my heart. Yep. And I got to thank Jeff Anderson, who sent me some information about this, because it's really cool. So basically, what's really cool about this is it ties in with the whole Alzheimer's research by making you flex your memory. Okay. And what you're doing is you're shown a map that has a bunch of, it's a map of like a waterway of like rivers and oceans and stuff. And, in that river, and in those lakes and stuff, you're shown where the locations of these buoys are that you have to go and hit 1, 2, 3, et cetera. Mm-hmm. You're shown that map and then the map disappears. And then you're in like a first person on rails. Well, not really on rails, cause you can steer off of it, but you're basically first person in this little tugboat traveling down this waterway, and you've got to hit all of the buoys in that order. So you have to remember where they were, which turns you take to get to them, what order you need to do them. And it's a really, really cool cartoony style. Uh-huh. And then your boss levels are like, kind of like Temple Run style, where you've got to juke left and juke right to avoid icebergs in the water and stuff.
Yeah.
And at the very end, you got to take a picture of the sea monster that comes out, kind of like Pokemon Camera, or whatever that game was called.
Oh, Pokemon Shoot?
Is that it?
It's where you had the camera, yeah, and you had to go find all the Pokemon. You'll
take
the camera.
Pictures of all the Pokemon instead of capturing them. Pokemon anyway, Flash, it's really fun. And when you're playing it, you feel like, oh my God, I'm doing something really good. Cause I'm the time I play this game goes to scientists or scientists who are doing Alzheimer's research.
So what is is the actual data from you, whether or not you got all the buoys in order or not, they get that data and then they do something with that. They use
it's just a matter. It's how much time you play this game. So for every minute you play this game, this company will donate 3 hours of research time to scientists. Like,
no way.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's like a matching system. They're like,
yes.
If you do this,
it doesn't matter if you play it well.
You.
It doesn't matter if you play it poorly, but your time in game is we'll go to that. It's called Sea Hero Quest.
And the idea is it's good for you too, right? Like it's supposed to help you.
Right, because you're building your own memory. Like you're doing stuff to develop your own memory.
Wow. Okay. That sounds awesome. So
feel good about yourself, why don't you?
Yeah, I think that's great. These are fine apps. We don't know about that one's availability on Android either, do we? We don't know.
Oh, I don't. I'm sorry.
We're iOS people. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
We didn't check. Usually we see or we find out or we kind of hear about it, but we have no
sorry.
Idea. Oh, it's on Android. Yes, they say. That makes sense. You'd want to get the broadest base as possible. So makes a lot of sense. Okay. Thank you for that. Now it's time for this here deal.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
I might even vote for him over Trump.
The newest tweet.
Or him. I'd go for him. Yeah.
Want to go bird hunting this weekend?
I don't know that guy. Maybe him. But definitely not this guy.
The guy on Twitter lied.
Not him.
Definitely not him.
let's get to your Twitter questions. You guys use the hashtag AskTMS, and you do it pretty regularly. We get it mostly on Thursdays because that's when we do this segment is on the PM show. And we got a few of them here from quite a few people. I'm going to start with this one from Cranium, who asks, can we get a Mendoza update?
Mm.
You can. I saw him the other day. Still there. He's still surrounded by a gaggle of geese and ducks. He still hisses and gets all pissy when people walk by. Seems to do it when I do it, as usual. Like, he really doesn't like me for some reason. He's still over there. Still got the big knobby Chinese whatever goose knob on his head.
Right.
And what else? Oh, and there are a ton of little ducklings and baby geese right now because it's the time of year when they're all hatching. So he looks seriously like some kind of, I don't even know what, like some kind of weird Jim Jones thing because they're all around him, dude, everywhere around him. And I feel like they're all going to die eventually.
Don't cross me.
Yeah. Now, I haven't done any kind of interacting with Mendoza in a while, but bottom line is you still got to get Mendoza. Second question is
from... There was a character on House of Cards yesterday in the episode we were watching. His name was Mendoza, and I kept thinking, it's Mendoza! Gotta get Mendoza!
That's awesome. Jeremiah Rodriguez.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah was a Spanish-American immigrant. all right. He says... because it was Rodriguez.
I know why you did it.
You know why, but also the other meaning of why did you do it?
Right.
Jeremy Rodriguez says, if you could go, or if you could be any kind of super virus, what would your name be and what terrible symptoms would you cause? Brian, you have to start this. What would you be?
My super virus name would be Ibilococcus.
Really?
Ibilococcus virus.
Wait, oh, because Ibit and then the caucus part is
right,
a common
exactly.
thing.
Yeah. And it would make you think you're hearing things again differently.
Wait, explain that.
All right, so you'd hear something.
Yeah.
And then, but in your head, it would sound like it was somebody else doing it. It would almost sound like a cover. I really have no idea. This is me like vamping and.
I like it.
Giving you good time to think of yours.
All right, I've thought of one. I want mine to be. I want mine to be a virus called. There's something disgusting on my glasses or hands or doorknob a caucus. And it's named the Johnson virus. Uh-huh. And it's a new kind of thing that mutates out of normal bacterial infections and viral infections that happen from these surfaces, but they're now mutated and killing humans at an alarming rate. And thus I will be vindicated in all of my close to, but not quite OCD level of wash that thing before I touch it level of nerdness. Nice. That I
like that. I like that idea a lot.
Thank you so much. Here's another one. Stump.
It's a good question that I think I failed at answering.
It's all right. I don't think I did very well either. Stumpwater Jack says, if The Rock runs for president, who will be his running mate? This is interesting, right? If he runs, who does he say is going to be VP? Who's going to be a heartbeat away from the presidency?
Here's who it is. It's Christopher Walken.
Oh.
Because number one, he'd be just a great vice president. And number two, I want a bumper sticker that says vote Rockin' Walken.
All right, fair enough. I was afraid you were going to say, like, who's the guy he's in that new movie with? A little short guy that's a comedian. Can't think of his name.
Kevin Hart?
Kevin Hart. You almost said Chris Rock, didn't you?
No, I almost said Chris Tucker. Oh.
You know what? Actually, Chris Tucker. There's your answer. Chris Tucker. I actually like Chris Tucker's answer. It's not bad.
Can you understand the words coming out of my mouth?
Oh, he's
America.
Worst. America. All right, how about this one? If you're to be made Overwatch characters, what would you do, Scott? Would you be able to paint portals like Wile E. Coyote? And Brian, what would yours be?
So wait. Okay, so they're turning us into Overwatch characters.
Yeah, so you and I.
Overwatch, okay.
Yes, you and I are actual Overwatch characters. We're not based on. It's not like, oh, I'm a Junkrat. He means like, if we're the characters, what do we do? What's our ability? Why are we cool?
I can phase through walls is my Overwatch thing.
Oh, aren't you a...
And that's how I can escape getting shot like I normally do. Because here's me. It's like, all right, oh, I'm going to kind of sneak up. Oh, this guy doesn't even know I'm kind of behind him, the enemy. All right, cool. I start shooting. He turns around and starts shooting me. And I back up into like a truck tire and I can't back up any further because I didn't plan it out.
Oh, all right. Perfect.
So...
You have a lot of... You could say Brian has a lot of pride in his abilities. Get it, Kitty... Pride.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Doesn't she phase through walls?
She does phase through walls, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say, they've represented so many cool archetypes, it's hard to say what's missing.
Right.
In a shooter, anyway, because, right, you have to think about what you would do in the game.
Right, like a sniper or a tank or a healer.
I got it. I want to be a guy who's kind of normal, has a gun, no big deal, but his alt fire... lets him put a decoy in the middle of the room that splits into three of me, and nobody will know which one's real.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, that way I'm jumping around shooting dudes, and they're having to react to that and not know which one they're actually shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way they'd be able to tell, I mean, it actually kind of works like in Diablo, you can do this with your wizard, you can do some similar stuff like this in certain MOBAs and things.
Right.
So it's not like that crazy of an idea, but I love the idea of messing with people at the point because they don't know who to shoot back at.
It's brilliant.
Yeah. See?
Brilliant.
Brian knows. Brian knows what's up.
Well done.
All right. Paul Bowling. Paul Bowling.
Oh, I love going Paul Bowling.
Saturday nights. They turn
can
the
knock
lights
down all the Pauls at once.
Have you played Pocket Card Jockey on the 3DS yet? I have not, but my understanding is it's like solitaire mixed with horse racing. if that makes any sense.
Oh, yeah. I know, just from that description, I know exactly how that game would be played.
Well, see, and I have no idea. I know that you race horses, but how the actual...
I'm joking. I have no idea. Pocket Card Jockey. It sounds like you keep a... It's like a euphemism for a little blackjack dealer in your pants.
I'd hold if I were you.
Yeah, that's the PG response right there.
Yeah, it is. I've heard of it, and my understanding is that when you're actually doing the race, the horses are racing. Mm-hmm. That's when you're playing solitaire to the best of your ability to try to win.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Kind of interesting, right? Like, this could be a decent mobile game if Nintendo moves it over to their mobile stuff.
Right.
I'd be into that.
This is something you don't have to get a cartridge for. You just, you know, pay $4.99 or however many Nintendo coins and get it like that.
Yeah, it's like, I think it's $7.99 in dollars, and you can get it on the eStore, eShop, whatever they're calling it now.
Nice. All right.
Yeah, it's good. I have not played it though, Paul. I've heard good things about it. Sarah Espinoza says, mm-hmm. You have any type of dessert for the rest of your life without calories, but it has to be only chocolate or strawberry. Which one?
Oh, come on now. Jeez. I was all set to say creme brulee.
Yeah, you had your idea, and I had mine, but this is like very narrow. We got to go chocolate or strawberry.
It would absolutely be chocolate. I, you know, an ice cold chocolate cake. Well, not ice cold, but a cold chocolate cake with like that frosting that's not super creamy, but like is more fondant style. Mm. Boom. Mm. Done. Give it to me. Layered chocolate cake.
I'm going to agree, but I would probably at least give some thought to like the best strawberry shake you ever had. I'm rocking out to your ringtone.
Hey, that's Information Society and their cover of Man in the Dark Sedan.
Did you notice or did you see? I don't know if you saw this, but on Reddit, somebody took all of the Overwatch sayings, the quotes and stuff, and turned them into ringtones.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, Link, sir.
I got to find him. You know what, chat room? You guys are really fast at this. Go find that for us.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. So anyway, so you would give some thought to a strawberry what?
Like the best strawberry shake that you've ever had in your life.
Yeah, but then you would only be able to have strawberry shakes. I couldn't give up chocolate. I mean, I think what they're saying is we'd get any dessert as long as it's strawberry or chocolate, but we'd have to pick one or the other. So if we choose chocolate, our range is all the different chocolate desserts.
Oh, if that's the case, then maybe I wouldn't even think about the strawberry because there are so many variations in chocolate and so little in strawberry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you.
Okay.
Brian's right. If that's the way that question goes, Sarah Espinoza.
Right. Oh, thank you, Widget EP33PM.
You put it in.
There's all the links.
Oh, yeah, there they are. So look at that. They got...
So I'm going to replace my... Because right now, when I get a text message, it's I get the... Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Damn it.
That's right. I forgot you get that.
Yeah.
These work on iPhones, Android, and Windows phones. Let's see. There's mega downloads here.
You know what, though? This means that I can really just replace it with Soldier 76. Damn it.
Yeah, you totally
perfect.
Could.
Perfect. All right. Well, never mind. I'm not going to complain.
I have one.
I heard it a lot on your...
Here, I'll play it for people. It's right here. Hold on. Right here. Hold on, I have a few of these. I gotta figure this one.
Acknowledged.
No.
And stay down.
No.
Aren't you supposed to be dead?
Yeah.
No one else is gonna do it for us.
Where is it? Oh, here it is. Okay, I found it.
Respect the man.
No.
Impressive.
No!
Hey.
Oh, I found it.
Damn it.
There it is. Damn there it. Is. Damn it. That was hard to find.
It really was. Should have been.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I wish he'd say that every time he like gets shot or
yeah, I should.
That's one of those things you unlock with loot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like in loot boxes.
Uh-huh. That is correct. Well, the voices you mean? Like you have voices, sprays, skins, money. Yeah. What else? Is that it?
Oh, but I mean, that's the only way you're going to hear him say damn it is if you unlock that in a loot box, if it comes in a random loot box.
I don't know. Does it? I guess so. Does he say damn? No. I know when he says damn it.
When?
He only says it in one case and you cannot make him do it. He says it automatically when Zenyatta hits him with a Discord orb.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, you know, the blue orb that makes you take more damage while you have it. When you get hit with that, you say damn it.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. That is...
It's pretty great, right?
Blizzard, you guys are just brilliant.
Just a bunch of freaking stinking brilliant
no
bastards.
Kidding.
We got another one here. This one is, let's see. Would you, what? All right, Chad Willett says, would you raise a pug with Trump's face as its own? What? Would you raise a pug with Trump's face as its own for right. $1 million?
So in other words, you have a pug.
Uh-huh.
Would you raise him, would for $1 million, would you raise a pug that has Trump's face?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Heck yeah.
You're going to give me $1 million? Who cares?
Exactly. I'd make that money back in the first week of appearances on look, the Ellen Show.
I got uglier. I got uglier dogs in my lifetime. It's not a problem. If you're going to pay me to have an ugly dog like Trump's with Trump's face, as long as it's not talking to me all the time, I take the best poops.
You and I went exactly the same place at exactly the same time. I love it.
How do you know when you've made more than 1,000 podcasts with somebody? Bing, yeah. Bing, bing, bing.
Right.
All right, we'll do, time is it. We'll do one more here. Okay. Yeah, here's one more. All right, I like this. This is a good one. Katie Talmo says, what is your favorite smell? She says it's fresh lilacs for her.
It sounded like you said her name was Katie Tate Talmo.
Katie what? What?
Katie, you know, never mind. Never mind.
What'd you think, what'd you think I said?
It sounded like you said Katie Tate Talmo.
Oh, no. No, take Katie Talmo. That's it.
Okay.
All
right.
That's all there is. And then her question, which seems worse when you say what you said. What is your favorite smell?
It's, all right.
It's
okay,
her, so, it's flowers for her. So what do you like?
Favorite smell. Warm chocolate chip cookies, maybe?
Oh, wow.
I think freshly baked. Jeez, I might need a minute to think about this because I'm
okay.
I'm still reeling from
from the name.
Yeah, I know. And people in the chat room are telling me that the cat just knocked something off my shelf. Oh, believe me, I know. She knocked over my Predator.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't seem like much of a Predator if the cat's able to
no,
knock it off.
No, I guess not. Now the Predator becomes the prey.
Yeah, weird. All right, you think for a second. I'm going to tell you mine. My favorite smell is probably... Okay, there's a certain way that the desert smells, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And by that, I mean like Arizona desert, Utah desert, sort of Nevada, but like big open space, red rock kind of deserty place. Lake Powell had this smell. Even when you weren't near the lake, it's not the lake I'm talking about. There's just something about like a dry, arid, the smell of a dry, arid desert really is a thing I like. And it's a hard thing to pinpoint. It's a hard thing to even describe. I don't even know why. It doesn't smell like something else. There's just like a certain, I don't know. I can't explain it. But whatever that is, that's just like home for me. I freaking love it.
Wow.
So that's cool. My favorite. It's not quite a cookie, but, you know, it's there.
Right. So warm chocolate chip cookie, I think, is still up there. Every once in a while, my neighbor smokes meat. Like, I know you thought I was going somewhere else with that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, he'll put a rack of ribs on the grill and smoke it as opposed to barbecuing it, as opposed to, indirect heat. It's just smoke. And that smells amazing. And I'm going to round it out with what people are probably expecting me to say, and it'll be the lobby of the Aria Hotel and Casino.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, dude. It smells so good in there. We bought the little, gave them to me. You gave those to me.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't. I didn't. I did go buy my own set, but somebody else actually gave those to you at a Nurtacular a couple years ago.
That was you for some reason, because you were so big on that smell, and I always thought that was from you for some reason.
Yeah. No, but I did, because I like the MGM as well, and I did find out what their... because they have a diffuser and essential oils, and I figured out what the combination is. So here at my desk, I've actually got a diffuser, and I'm using Jasmine Absolute, Rose Absolute, 7 and 5 drops of each in my diffuser, and recreating the MGM lobby smell in my office here.
Well, all you need is old guy fart and cigarette, and you've got the complete MGM lobby experience.
It's like, close my eyes, and I'm there. And
yeah. It's like you're in Vegas now, which is going to happen real soon, by the way.
Yeah, a week.
Okay. Somebody else asked, I'll do one more, because somebody, and I cannot find the name, so I apologize because it was earlier, now you're way down the list, but somebody had asked... I can't find it. what is it, do we have fun making this show? Which I thought was a very odd thing to ask, because does it appear that we're not having fun while we make the show?
Oh my God, yeah.
We have more fun than I do anything else.
I can't believe that would even be a question.
Maybe they think we're faking
today's episode, you know.
Maybe they think we're faking it, though. Maybe they think we're just sitting here just like bullcrapping about what's funny and, you know, like it's all just a big ruse and you and I hate each other's guts or something weird like that.
No, it's all fake. This is, you know, we just play it up to make it sound like we like each other.
Somebody somewhere thinks that, I guess. But no, we have the answer to the question. We have more fun than we probably should be allowed to have. It's really, really fun than doing this show. I can promise you that.
Yes.
Okay, that's going to do it for those. Ask TMS is the hashtag. Use it on the frequent, please, because we like those things and we'll be glad to do more of them in the future. Support us at patreon.com/TMS. Leave us voicemails at 801-471-0462. Email us themorningstream@gmail.com. On Twitter, Coverville Scott Johnson Morning Stream. All this stuff streamed at alphageekradio.com when we do it live. So be here on Thursdays at 2 p.m. Mountain if you want to hear us live. And don't forget our good friends over at, who else? Who else am I thinking here? Oh, diamondclub.tv, duh.
Yeah.
I need to put their actual name in here. I just always say it from memory. Yeah, they're amazing as well. That's it. We're done. Brian, do you have music to go out on?
I do, yes. Okay. This one is going out to Jason or Darth Gator, seldomly in the chat room. It's a great name, by the way. Hey, Scuttle and Butt. Thanks to your show, my wife and I can't stop thinking of Batman pooping snakes. So I was wondering if you could play a cover of this song or any other Disney classic, unless, of course, it's too early to get a fish sandwich. Love the show, yo.
Damn it. He wants fish sandwich, doesn't he?
I think you want... I'm voting for Batman pooping snakes. All right. Don't you still have that one?
I do. Hold on. We're going to get it. This is going to take a second. Batman. Hold on. Batman. Shit. Hold on. Batman. Dang it. Batman. I can't type. Pooping snakes. Found it. Here it is.
Think of Batman pooping snakes.
Think of Batman pooping snakes.
All right. So I did find a cover of it. However, it's by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. And it's... while it's amusing, they don't do that line. Whatever reason, they omitted that verse from the song.
They
so
did?
It's like, well, I'm not going to play that one. That's a bummer.
That is weird.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with another artist. I'm going with another Disney cover. He said that, you know, I could go with another Disney classic cover. And I'm going to go with one. It's funny. We were just talking about Julie Andrews earlier in the show. So this seems appropriate. Louis Prima, who a lot of people know, he did the original version of Just a Gigolo, covered very famously by David Lee Roth. I think he was also King Louis. Yeah, he did the voice of King Louis in the original Jungle Book.
Wait a second. He was I thought that's a cover? The
Yeah, Just a Gigolo?
No, I had no idea.
Yeah.
I thought that was just Diamond Dave coming up with some new material.
No, that's him covering Louis Prima.
Oh, geez. All right. Learn something new every week, man.
Well, and boy, you know, Louis Prima is so awesome. So now you've got even more of a reason, Scott, to just go and dig up on Apple Music or Spotify or whatever you use. Just listen to a Louis Prima album today while you're working. You'll thank me later.
Okay, I'm on it, dude.
But since You Can Fly, You Can Fly, You Can Fly has that misheard lyric about Batman pooping snakes, I'm gonna lay this one on you, that this song that I'm about to play, which is a cover of Chim Chim Cheree from Mary Poppins, might actually have some racial slur in it.
Oh, maybe that's why Motab wouldn't do it.
During Louis Prima's scat section.
Oh, nobody likes scat as a, you know, it's careful with scatting.
It's careful with, don't touch the scat. from a tribute album that Louis Prima did I can't remember who the other singer was. There was another singer who was involved with this. It's called Let's Fly with Mary Poppins, remastered in 2007, and it's great. Here is Louis Prima and Chim Chim Cheree.
Chim chiminy, chim chim cheree, a sweep is as lucky as can be. Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim cheree, good luck will rub off when I shake hands with you. Ah, blow me a kiss, And that's lucky to da putty pussy do blap do do da but do 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 do. Now, as the ladder of life has been strung, you may think of sweeps on the bottom of the rung. Boy, I spend my time in the ashes and smoke, but in this whole wide world, there's not a happier bloke. Chim, chiminy, chim, chiminy, chim, chimchery. A sweep is as lucky, oh, as lucky can be. Chiminy, chom, chom, chim, chom, chimchery. Good luck will rub off when I shake hands with you. I'll blow me a kiss, and that's lucky too. I choose me bristles with pride, yes I do. A broom for the chef and a brush for the flue. Oh, I'm covered with soot from my head to my toes, but the sweep knows he's welcome wherever he goes. Up where the smoke is all billowed and curled, between the pavement and the stars is the chimney sweep's world. Where there's hardly a day and hardly a night, oh, half in the shadow and half in the light. But on the rooftops of London, oh boy, what a sight! Chim 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 chim. When you're singing chim 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 chiroo ha, chiroo chiroo chirai 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 chiria 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 chiroo.
The show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
PM.